Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about how to handle mom shaming. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. I'm going to start out by asking you to raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by mom shamers. And keep your hand raised if that mom shamer was another mom. I thought so. Because every mom will, unfortunately, feel shamed at some point in their motherhood journey. So today, we are going to talk about what mom shaming is for the lucky few of you who are not aware yet, what it looks like, why people mom shame, and finally, how to deal with mom shaming. For those lucky few who still don't even know what mom shaming is, mom shaming is exactly what it sounds like. Moms being shamed for being moms. In my episode on what no one tells you about pregnancy, I talked about mom shaming beginning during pregnancy. Because that's when you first get a bitter taste of this all too common behavior. This is when you are just beginning to research all of those hot button topics and forming your own opinion on them. Just a warning for any new or expecting mothers out there, these topics include how you choose to give birth, whether that ends up being unmedicated, medicated, vaginal, or C-section. How you feed your baby, whether you decide to breastfeed, pump, formula feed, or any combination of these. How you put your baby to sleep, whether you are taking a more gentle approach to sleep or deciding to use a sleep training method. And I say gentle approach because that's typically what it's referred to as, not implying that a sleep training method isn't gentle. How much screen time your kids get, as well as what age you start and what shows you choose to let them watch. How or if you choose to work. I'm talking stay-at-home moms, work-at-home moms, or working out-of-home moms. Obviously, throughout this episode, I'm not referring to matters of health or safety. If you are concerned with that with another mother, shaming is still not okay. You can educate them respectfully and then move on with your life. And you can easily find yourself a target of mom shaming, even if you've done absolutely nothing wrong as a parent. In fact, you could do all of the things right, and there will still be people mom-shaming you for your decisions. These people are commonly other moms who have chosen to do things differently and are so set in the belief that their way of parenting is right, that no other parenting choice could possibly be right as well. There is not always one right answer. Sure, those are just the topics that seem to get the most heated. Even evidence-based, credibly researched parenting choices can bring forward mom shamers. I'll share a personal example with you in a minute, because I'm certainly not safe from mom shaming either. But first, I want to describe what mom shaming can look like. At best, it's sneaky. Usually brought up in a conversation or while answering someone's questions about different topics. It's often spending more time focusing on what they chose not to do and why, subtly implying those ways and ideals are wrong, when really, a healthier focus would actually be on what you chose to do and educating others on why, but still allowing room for grace in everyone's individual journey. Or mom shaming can just be outright bold and mean, which is unfortunately what my personal story is about. These are moms or people who flat out tell you that you are wrong or use hateful and nasty words to judge you for your choice. They are trying to bring you down and make you feel bad about yourself, regardless of how small or insignificant a topic might be. So, from my experience, let me set the stage for you. There was a Facebook post asking how often everyone bathed their babies. A pretty safe question to ask or answer, right? No one else is directly impacted by your baby's bath schedule, especially not strangers on the internet. I was the target for one particular mom shamer for following the American Academy of Dermatology's recommendation to bathe my baby a couple of times per week. Before I tell you what she said to me, it's important to know that I did not include that in my initial answer as if to prove myself right to anyone who did it differently. And I was certainly not the only person giving the same answer. My comment was meant to reassure the original poster that their schedule was totally normal at that age. However, one mom took it upon herself to tell me that I am a neglectful mother for not bathing my baby every single day, and that it's gross. And of course she said this after, I don't like to judge other people's parenting, but anything that starts with that is not going to end up being free of judgment. But let me tell you, I was triggered. Deeply. My own mother was neglectful. I knew what a neglectful mother looked and acted like. Having been on the other side of it, I knew what neglect felt like. And I have spent my entire life learning to be a different kind of mother. It was more than just surface-level shame. I was deeply wounded by that comment. As long as mothers are taking care of their babies, following official recommendations from doctors or health organizations, and doing their absolute best, there is no need to hurt another mother for choosing to do something differently than you. And the mother being shamed should not need to stand up for her choices. I definitely felt the need to explain myself and say that I was still spot cleaning my baby to keep him smelling lovely and looking lovely throughout the week. And I gave her a link to an official recommendation that I was following. But all of that was completely unnecessary. The mom shaming was completely unnecessary. I didn't need to defend myself. Now, you might be wondering what kind of person acts like this in real life. Remember those mean girls in high school or grade school? Mom shamers are just mean girls who didn't grow up and now happen to be mothers with a much wider playing field for their cruelty. Personally, I don't care how often you're bathing your child or how you feed them because it's not my business. Bathe them every day. Great. Bathe them once a week. Also great. I trust that you are doing what is best for your family. Whether you are taking them to daycare or to play in the mud every day, or if they're in a clean home, clean clothes, and spot cleaned, for lack of a better term, you do you. I know that you will handle your situation accordingly. I don't care about those things. What I do care about is mom shaming. And what is my business is maternal mental health. We are hard enough on ourselves as moms. As moms, we are constantly questioning if we handled situations appropriately, if we were fun enough with our kids, or if we taught them enough throughout the day. And don't get me started on mom guilt. Actually, no, I take that back. Let's talk about mom guilt. Because mom guilt is really just a form of self-shame. We tell ourselves that we are not doing enough, that we need to do more. And we set aside all of our own personal needs and personal joys to try to do more. Mom guilt is just the mean girl in our own heads. But we've already done enough. We are enough. And I know all moms feel shame. I feel very comfortable making that blanket statement. If you don't feel any shame ever as a mother, either from yourself or from other mom shamers out there, I would love to talk. I would love to pick your brain and get your therapist number. You are clearly doing something right to cope with other people's opinions. But for all of you moms out there who can relate, I'm asking you to look at yourself first. Reflect on what you are saying to other moms. You don't get to say that you don't judge others or to each their own and then immediately insult any decision that's not your own. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, if the child's welfare is at risk, that is a cause for concern. But I still don't think using shameful words like gross is appropriate. We can express concern in much more loving and respectful ways. And I'd bet money that kindness will get your message across much better than insulting. We get judged for how we're feeding our babies, how we're putting them to sleep, how we choose to fill all of the time in between. All that should matter is that they are fed, well-rested, happy, healthy, and treated well. I'm not sure how formula versus breast milk matters, or daycare versus staying home, what kind of stroller you buy, how you choose to dress your kids or entertain them. Why are we so concerned with these things in a family that is not our own? Yes, we all have our own preferences, but that doesn't mean that you have to rip apart or tear down other mothers for their choices. I love when I see people commenting on the benefits of their personal choices, but acknowledging that it's not the only way to do it. I would love to see more of that, and less of the comments that you hear from mothers who have nothing but negative things to say about everything other than what their choice is. And I'd guess that it comes from a lack of confidence in themselves. They are trying so hard to justify their choices and build themselves up to look like a better parent. And why? Because something in them says that they aren't good enough. Wow, this is really coming full circle, isn't it? I began this episode talking about how all of us moms are hard enough on ourselves, right? But the ones shaming the loudest are the ones likely seeking to rid themselves of their own feelings of shame. So, we can understand why moms do it, but that doesn't make it easier to swallow when you feel personally shamed. Many moms are doing what I did in that situation, over-explaining and justifying their decisions. This is not necessary. You don't have to explain what you did or why you chose to do something in a certain way, especially not to somebody who isn't directly impacted by it. Sometimes it's okay to take the day off. Sometimes it's okay to take the easy route. You don't always have to make things harder on yourself than they need to be. I'm about to be a mom of 2 under 2, and I'm guessing that my parenting choices are going to change a little bit and relax a lot of it. The first way that you can handle mom shaming is by responding. Now, be careful that this is not actually a reaction, but is truly a response, because there is a huge difference between reacting and responding. I mentioned this a lot in my episode on mindfulness and everyday life. Reacting generally comes from an emotional place. For me, reacting feels like word vomiting, any thought that comes to the brain. It has not been filtered, it has not been assessed. It's raw emotion, and not always healthy. It might sound like you are firing back at the other person, judging their different choices as well, or might be, well, mean. The actual words being used might be more like, well, your way is actually wrong because, followed by any number of opinions, or you are just overly controlling of your children, or any other kind of judgmental statement. But responding feels intentional and thoughtful. It happens when you have taken a moment to emotionally regulate, assess the situation and your feelings, and reply in a compassionate and less aggressive manner. It considers the other person's position, treats them with respect, and still firmly sets your boundaries on how you expect to be treated. This might sound like, I hear your opinion and appreciate your concern. However, this is my decision to make for my own family, and I'm doing what is best for me. Please respect that choice. Or you can choose to reject the situation. Now, I'm not talking about just absolute avoidance. You can choose to reject that person in the moment and not engage. Because I get it, not everyone has the emotional capacity to handle conflict at any given time. But you still have to deal with the emotions and shame from that mom-shaming incident. And really, regardless of whether you decide to respond or reject, those emotions and shame still need to be dealt with. I have 5 tips for you today to help you process mom-shaming. I like to think of them as the 5 R's to recover from shame. The first R is reflect. Reflect on your experience through the situation. You can use journal prompts to better understand your thoughts and feelings. Do a brain dump, which I've talked about so many times on my podcast and website. It's literally what it sounds like, dumping your brain of every thought, concern, worry that it has, and just letting it go. The second R is a reminder. Remind yourself why you are making the best choice for your family, and remember that you are enough. Positive affirmations can go a long way. Keep telling yourself, I am doing my best and my best is enough. Write it on your mirror if you have to. The next R is to reach out. Reach out to someone you trust or a therapist. Vent, get it out. The process of talking through our emotions and experiences is incredibly therapeutic and relieving. And the fourth R is to resume your life. Resume your life knowing that you are doing what is best for yourself and your family. Feel confident in that decision and that no one else is walking in your shoes. It's so easy for others to say what they would do in a situation when they're not the ones living it. You are. And the last R is my favorite one, returning the love. After you've removed those seeds of doubt and shame and have planted these new ones that are full of acceptance and compassion for yourself, return that love. Give compassion to others. Cheer them on in their motherhood journey and stand up against mom shaming when you see it. Us moms are all in this together. Put so much good out there for other moms so it can outweigh all of the negative. Plus, I'm just a firm believer that what you put out there comes back to you. So here is your love-filled reminder to be gentle with other moms. You'll never be able to make everyone happy with your parenting choices. That's because your parenting journey is unique to you and your children. We all parent based on our own personal beliefs, child lessons, traumas, and our view of the world. It's a beautiful thing to be different, as long as we are making safe choices and not putting our children in harm's way. Moms don't need more judgment. We get enough of that from the world. Moms need support, especially from other moms. No one understands motherhood better than someone who is actively living it themselves. Can you imagine how amazing this world could be for mothers, especially the new ones, if all of us mothers decided to just support and lift one another up and not spend our energy fighting, competing, or tearing each other down? We might actually expand our communities, which can only in turn provide more love and support for our children. Being a mom is challenging enough as it is, from pregnancy to parenting, and there is no one right answer for almost every choice that we have to make as a parent. Otherwise, we would all receive that manual along with our positive pregnancy test. We can't win. No matter what you do, there will always be someone shaming you for your choice, someone who would have done it differently. Every pregnancy is different. Every baby is different. Every family and home life is different. And all of our individual life experiences are different. But different doesn't mean wrong. If we all made the same choices, bought the same brands, the same clothes, the same books, life would be pretty boring. Our differences are what make us interesting, unique, and diverse. Our differences are what help us to show new perspectives to one another and allow us to grow. Well, friend, you just heard all of my thoughts on mom shaming and how to deal with mom shamers. If you need any additional support or love, find me on Instagram or TikTok. I am rooting for you. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.